Mishnah Dalet. We explained in the previous Mishnah that after the Kohen Gadol bought his ram and the ram of the Jewish people, before bringing the Korban Musaf according to Rabbi Eliezer, or part of the Korban Musaf according to Rabbi Akiva, he would first change into his Bigdei Lavan, enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim in order to take out the utensils which he had left there earlier on in the day, and then he would change back into his Bigdei Zahav and continue with the Korban Musaf. So that is what this Mishnah comes to tell us. Kiddushot V'raglov, he would wash his hands and feet. This is what he does after bringing his ram and the ram of the Jewish people. Ufoshat, and he takes off the Bigdei Zahav, V'yored V'toval. He goes down, dips himself in the mikveh, V'ola, comes up from the mikveh in his tapag, and dries himself. Heviro Bigdei Lavan, they bring him the Bigdei Lavan, the unique white linen Yom Kippur garments, V'lovash, he puts them on. The Kiddushot V'raglov, and again he washes his hands and feet, just like whenever he changes his clothes. And what does he do whilst wearing the Bigdei Lavan? Nichnas L'Hitzias HaKaf V'Samachta. He enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim in order to take out the Kaf, which was the utensil which held the Ketores, whilst the Kohen Gadol entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'Samachta, and the Shavel, which had contained coals, and which he poured the Ketores into. So these two utensils he takes out. And then, as we explained, he goes back into the Bigdei Zahav. So when he does that, again, he goes through the whole process again. Kiddushot V'raglov. He washes his hands and feet. Uposhot Rav Tovel. And takes off the Bigdei Lavan. And goes down, dips himself into the mikveh. Olav in his tapog. Comes up from the mikveh and dries himself. Hevido Bigdei Zahav. They bring him the Bigdei Zahav, the regular garments of a Kohen Gadol, the 8 garments, some of which contain gold. So they bring them these garments, V'lovash, he puts them on, he wears them, the Kiddushot V'raglov, and he washes his hands and feet. So he has now gone to the mikveh 5 times, and now that he is wearing the Bigdei Zahav, V'nichnas L'Hachtei Ketores L'Bein HaRabayim, he enters the Heichal to offer the afternoon Ketores, just like every day of the year, which in this case we're going to translate to mean that he would light the lamps of the menorah. Somebody had already prepared the menorah, and at this point he would actually light the menorah just like every day of the year. That's why he would be doing this in the Bigdei Zahav, because this was not a service which was unique to Yom Kippur. It should be noted that although the Mishnah does not mention it, the Korban Tomid, the afternoon Korban Tomid, was offered before the afternoon Ketores. So after the Korban Musaf had been completed, which he did after going to the mikveh for the 5th time, then he would bring the afternoon Korban Tomid, and then he would start doing the other services, such as Ketores and lighting the menorah. Says the Mishnah, once he has done that, V'kiddushot V'raglov, he washes his hands and feet for the 10th and final time of the day, U'poshat, and takes off his Bigdei Zahav, Hevilo Bigdei Atzmai, he brings the Kohen Gadol his own clothes, regular clothes, not ones with which he would serve in the Beis HaMikdash, V'lovash, he would wear them, U'lavan Isad Beisai, people would accompany him until he reaches his house, V'yomtov Ya'isel E'avov, and he would make a yomtov, and a feast, Lo'avov, for his loved ones, for his friends, B'shor Shayotzeh B'shor Min HaKodesh, in the time that he went out in peace from the holy place, meaning that since there was a big danger on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol, if he wasn't worthy, then he wouldn't survive going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if the Kohen Gadol did survive that, and he completed the entire service of Yom Kippur, it would be a very joyous occasion, and he would make a feast and a Yom Tov in order to celebrate. So this really reaches the end of the Beis HaMikdash service of Yom Kippur. The next Mishnah does not actually have much to do with Yom Kippur itself, and the final parak of the Masechta discusses the other laws of Yom Kippur, which don't necessarily apply only in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather to every individual on Yom Kippur.